Hello everyone, welcome back to Google My Business Crush Conversion Optimization Part 3. Today we have some interesting subjects we want to talk about. One of the first subjects we're going to talk about is Google Reserve. How you can make your bookings and now how you can make payment through those bookings as well. So the pandemic is making small business owners more aware of how important it is to have an online presence, and definitely Google knows this as well. Because of that, Google is trying to make it easier for businesses to connect with their customers. So one of the ways Google is helping with this is that if you are a verified merchant on Google My Business, you can now offer more ways to serve your customers. So you can take online appointments, you can hold online classes, you can give estimates for your local services, you can make bookings for a restaurant, for ticketing business, and this will keep expanding in the coming months and years. We think at GMB Crush that this will be a really big feature in the coming years. So all these features will be visible on your business profile, both in Google Search and in Google Maps. So Google helps merchants to take appointment bookings online with the help of Reserve with Google. This is the official brand that Google has chosen for this, and we will show this in a little bit. It will allow customers to take online bookings directly on Google once a business is part of the platform. So there are two really criteria that you'll have to follow. One is that you have to be a verified Google merchant, and you have to register for the Reserve with Google and become a partner. And that's it. You can do it within probably 1 or 2 weeks. The business can then share the details on how to pay and take part in an online event. So we will go through this little system and how it works together. So the payments and bookings go through Reserve with Google together with the Google Pay API. So all of this works together. There are a lot of different third-party booking partners available. You can see them all on the link below in the slide and of course in the description, and we'll go through a few together and see what's available and for what niches. So for the Google payment provider services, there's a lot of available. Stripes included, and I think maybe more than 100 other different payment service providers are available as well. For some countries it'll still probably be a little bit hard. For example, we are now struggling for Thailand to find the right payment service provider to start services here. But if you are living in America or Canada or Europe, it will be basically a breeze to implement it. So let's go to the Reserve partners for a bit and see what's available there. So here on the link that we shared, you see Reserve with Google integrations. So as you can see here, we'll scroll down the list. You see a lot of different brands that are already fully ready to book with, and already a lot of different ones that are coming soon. Well, one trend that you see here, a lot coming by, is they're all basically food related, dining or beauty, barbershop, ticketing service, as you can see here. And it has a reason. There are only a couple of services now that you can get the payments for. So for local services, for Google My Business services, for example, or other SEO services, you still cannot implement the payment services. Google is not allowing it just now. Sadly. But we do think that this is something that will be happening in the near future. Let's go back to the slides. So how does this look? In this GIF here, you can see somebody going to a barber, and as you can see here, you have a booking button. You can choose your time. You actually have the option also for which staff member you want to be helped by. And then maybe you can make a booking for a certain time if you're available. Google will integrate the bookings that you make with your calendar and will send you reminders. So it's both easy for the customer not to forget your booking, and it also helps the barbershop, for example, to remind their customers. It's all being taken away. So the same counts for the ticketing services. As you can see here in the moving GIF, here it's kayaking, and you can order your tickets. So basically, when you see the find tickets button, you can look what's available, you can make the booking, and everything will be done on Google. You don't even need to visit the website anymore. Payments are not always being made, so you have the choice to make payments online in some cases, or as you can see with most of the barbershops, you can pay at the location itself. I think it really depends on how much effort the GMB has put into this part of the area. So here's another example of yoga services, for example. It can be any kind of services. It can be some cycling exercise within a fitness gym. It can be a gym membership, taekwondo classes, you know, whatever you can come up with. And you can also reserve that. So what you can do here is you can reserve a time, you make a booking, and you can say pay now, put in your credit card information, and done, it's booked. So let's dive a little bit deeper now in what can you use Google Reserve for, and where can you use the payments and whatnot. So Google Reserve is now accepting payments next to making appointments, as we said. And while we're digging through the documentation, we found payment options for the following categories. So beauty is a little bit of a wide range of services, as you can understand. It can be a barber, it can be a massage salon, it can be a spa, anything where you can book this kind of services. Dining, which is actually quite clear. So if you want to reserve a table or a certain location even, which we'll dive more into. Fitness or anything like this, yoga classes, Muay Thai classes, MMA classes, whatever you want in that area. And another category they defined was things to do. This means ticket-based services. So I think this will be very popular for the tourism industry when this opens again. So if you have a certain ticket you want to sell, or you have events for a concert, you could use this through Google Maps and search. So all payments are processed to the Google Pay API and has to go through one of the PSP payment service providers that's partnered up with Google Pay. So a complete list you can find here, and let's just take a little quick look at this. As you can see, there are a lot of different merchants and payment service providers available. Like I told you before, if you live in America or in Europe, there will be endless options to implement this. But I think for some countries, especially in Asia, where the language is totally different, there are not much options available, it might be a little bit hard, but that also might be an opportunity for you to take action and create something. So Google helps you with this as well. There's a developer documentation if you want to create your own integration. So let's get back to our slides. So what can you do? For beauty related services, booking features, you have a couple of specific features you can implement. So adding cancellation windows. As a barbershop or a spa, you would like to know when people are canceling, and maybe they need to do that, you know, at least a few hours before or a day before, but you want to make that clear. Set a minimum advance booking time. Maybe you need time to prepare something, or the client needs to fill out a questionnaire. So it's very handy to have that in. Google taught that very well. and you can enable the service prepayment or pay in person. So if you don't want the hassle of setting up the whole payment gateway and automate this process, you can skip that and you can just make the appointment and let the client pay in person. For dining related services, it's a little bit more advanced. So for the adding dining sections, you can even choose or set the options inside the development area for seating locations. So where do you want to book your seating? Do you want to be in a pay show? Do you want to be at the bar? Maybe do you want to have a private dining room? All those options are available to add. So also, of course, dining special request boxes. So if you have a special occasion, maybe it's your wedding, or it's your 10th anniversary, or of course, if you have dietary restrictions or you need vegan food, allergies, you can use that. Adding cancellation windows. Of course, like with other appointment businesses, people need to know if you cancel, and you can set, for example, people need to cancel at least 24 hours before. So if people not do that, for the dining area, you can also add no show fees, because yeah, you reserved the space and you cannot sell it again. So you can say, okay, it will cost you $10 if you are not showing up within the cancellation window, it is. An experimental feature is wait lists. So I'm not 100% clear on how this is going to work, but from what I read, it's you can be added to a wait list and you will get a notification by SMS and email once you're successfully added to a wait list, and they will keep updating you about your position in the wait list. So if it's a really fancy Michelin restaurant, this option might be enabled, but I don't see being used too much. So of course, next to the cancellation window, you can put in more security for your restaurant by asking people to put a deposit in. So you can ask like a small amount, like $5, and with that you can reserve, for example, your seating location at the patio or in one of the special dining rooms. And of course, a minimum advance booking time. Maybe they need some time to prepare something for your special occasion. So you have very advanced options inside the Google Reserve to set all these kind of things. So for fitness, it's actually quite simple. You only have a few options. You can enable your service prepayment, or you can pay on occasion. You can add cancellation windows, and you can set a minimum booking time. So maybe you want to book a certain feature for just 1 hour or 2 hours. This is something that is different from the other ones with fitness. So the next part is things to do, or actually tickets. I think they just all should call it a ticket service, because it's only for tickets. It's very handy for tourism industry to know beforehand if people are not coming, so they can sell the tickets, ticket spots to somebody else, or the space in the bus, or whatever that's being part of that part. And of course, you can set the minimum booking time. I'm not sure how that works with a tour, because I think you're booking a day tour, but I think it's for some special tours where you can book extra time. I'm not sure how that will work. And then of course, local services. So you can add the booking option for local services, but you cannot integrate the payment option yet for this. So if you're a plumber, or a locksmith, or actually even an SEO provider, I think it will be less likely to put it there. It doesn't make too much sense. But I think for locksmiths or the direct services or service areas, I think it's going to be a very big thing. Of course, a minimum booking time that you will need somebody so they know how much time is available. I hope to see for the local services the payment integrations will also be integrated. I think it will be very interesting. And to confirm that with you guys. I do have a little example of how it will be integrated. And here, as you can see, it's clearly for beauty, beauty with payments, dining, or dining with payments. It's very clearly categorized. And local services just doesn't have this enabled yet. So it's something to keep an eye on. It can be very interesting for our own Google My Business conversion optimization processes. So the next point I want to talk about is UDM tagging in Google My Business. Personally, I think this is a very handy feature because you just need to know where did your traffic came from and what's going on with the Google My Business items you've set up. So let's talk about how does UTM tracking work. Probably everybody knows kind of how this works. Maybe you're new to this and you don't know how this works. So we will shortly explain this this concept. UTM tracking is a very simple concept actually. It are just a few parameters that you add behind your URL. And this will inform Google Analytics or another analytics source where the traffic exactly came from. And you can segment this so you can easily find it back and put it in your reporting, for example. So a few of these parameters are the source. So you can say it came from Google or it came from Facebook or YouTube. The next parameter is medium. So what kind of traffic was organic? Was it paid or was there a referral? And then you can set the campaign parameter. So this is what really differs in your Google Analytics overview then. So you can give it any name you want. So you can say the Google My Business website link or Google My Business post link or Google My Business phone click link, whatever you want. With the UTM tracking in Google My Business, you can measure the value of your Google My Business service by identifying what's working and what not. So if you put in the UTM track and you let it run for a few days, you can go to your Google Analytics and you can see how the performance were for each of those points where you put your UTM tracking code. Normally you won't see this data and you not have a real good idea on what's going on inside your services or what's going on for your clients. So this way you can report and double confirm with your clients that what you are doing is really working or not. So you can tag various options within the Google My Business. You can easily tag where your traffic is coming from in Google Analytics. So let's dive which options you can tag. So basically the primary links, which you can see as your website link, for example. This is a big primary link. You can tag your Google posts. So this way you can see exactly how many people were visiting your Google posts and where did they came from. Was it direct traffic? Was it organic traffic? Did it came from an ad campaign? This is very very good info to know. Google products, you can put a tag as well. For the Google products, of course, you need to be a verified Google merchant. And inside the URLs, when you add the products, you have to make sure that you put the UTM tracking code there. You can also track phone numbers, so you can put the UTM tracking codes on there as well. So once they click on it, it will just show up as a click inside your analytics, and you can still just receive your call. So another tip a friend of mine gave, which I really found actually quite a sneaky tactic, but I think it's highly effective to increase your conversion rate optimization. Embedding Google My Business posts and Google My Business videos to high traffic pages. So if you have a website or you have an article on Medium, which is getting a lot of traffic, you can embed your post on those pages. And not only come they just with your post, but it also come with a directions button, a call now or a website button. So imagine that you have a couple of thousand visitors towards your article on Medium or on your website or maybe both, and you can add your Google My Business post right there. So a lot of people will visit then and click or interact with your article, which will highly likely increase your click-through rate on your Google My Business. So where can you embed your post to? Of course, your website or what I said, like a system like Medium, or actually any other source that allows iframes. And there's just a little trick on how to do this. You cannot just copy a short URL and put it in an iframe. Google will refuse that in the connection because there's a redirection in between. So how can you do this? Very simple. You can just go to your Google My Business website. For example, your Google My Business website.business.site. And I will show you exactly how it works with an example here and what parts you really have to watch out that can break things, because it seems to be a little bit buggy on the Google My Business part. So let's show that to you. So basically, you can go to any Google My Business website and you can click on the post and you can just copy this and go, for example, to an iframe generator plugin or website, anyone you can use. We like iframegenerator.com because it gives you a lot of different parameters to work with, so you don't have to code too much HTML yourself. Save some time. You paste it in here, you click on generate, and you can copy the HTML code in any source you want. So now you can see on the preview, this works. But there are some little weird things going on. So now you see the website with the canonical on top of it. Then if we go to a sort of web page, it will suddenly add the website part in the URL. Once you copy this and you even go to a new tab and paste and you want to visit, you get a 404. It doesn't work. And same for the iframe. It doesn't work. It's a really weird bug. So when you visit the website, make sure you clear the HL or the language referencing from it. Go to the base website. Then you can click on one of the links. You can copy it. And then it works. So make sure that you don't see the website part in the link, because it doesn't work. So the last two tips of this series, and we will finish up the conversion rate optimization part for now. One of the first tips we want to give you is, if you put on the Google My Business new posts, make sure you rewrite the content. Don't copy it straight from your website and just put it in there, because it's going to be highly likely that your post will not be indexed. So what happens is, if you just copy the whole article and not rewrite it, Google will easily identify it as a duplicate content and it will just not index. The next thing we want to show you, which actually a feature that it's been out there for quite long, but it never really came to my eyes, from like, oh, how can we use this? So you can create QR codes with your Google My Business post offers, for example, and let your clients go directly to your offers from scanning a QR code. So basically you can make this QR code really simple, we'll show you in a bit, and you can put it on your counter, for example. So yeah, you can add it to your email marketing efforts, for example. You can use it on print media. You can actually use it in a lot of different situations. So how are you going to do this? Very easy. You go to a website or a Google My Business post. For example, we just take this one. Right click and create QR code for this page, and that's it. Simple as that. You can download your QR, save it, and reuse it anywhere you want. Very simple and effective. Thank you for watching the video. We're happy to have you guys here. If you didn't subscribe yet, please do if you like our videos. And of course, download our free Chrome tool if you didn't yet. We promise you're gonna like it. In the description, you can find all the links with more information about Reserve with Google and other points we have talked about. But please take a look at that. And we hope to see you at the next video. Have a great day, guys.